Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Tuesday, South Central Wisconsin. It is a happy Tuesday, as there's a shot by the time we come back on the air tomorrow for the Damn Sports Show, your Milwaukee Brewers could be in first place in the NL Central. How did they do that? The Miz goes and gets it done tonight against the Chicago Cubs. Ashley, first one in the books, 9-3 win. I imagine you're in a peppery mood, a good mood after last night's win as much as I am.
I mean, how can you not? I'll never forget the first time, or the first series I was in Beaver Dam for, the Brewers Cubs. One of our old teammates, Tyler Campbell, he told me how good, I can never pronounce his name, Imaga?
Yeah, it was Shota. Imaga?
Shota. He was like, Shota's so good, gonna shut the Brewers out. The Brewers demolished him.
They did demolish him early and often in that game, and You got to see the entire lineup get involved last night.
Fire.
Oh, the entire team was, and it kind of gave you that glimpse of what this team can be. And you know what happened for me last night watching this game, Ashley?
What, Walter?
I was reminded that the Brewers are the class of the NL Central, and they will remain the class of the NL Central until the Chicago Cubs take that from them.
Yeah.
And they're not there yet. This is a Cubs team. They were on a 15-game home winning streak going into last night. Yeah. No problem.
And now look at them. They're on a losing streak.
They sure are. And there's a chance it goes to two tonight as Jacob Mizorowski is on the bump. Yep. And this was the game that going into this series, we talked about it on the show yesterday, this was the one I'm interested in. Yeah. This is the one that when you start talking about October baseball, I think this one will look more like that than the other two games in this series. And now all of a sudden the bats are alive too. If you give the Miz a little bit of juice, you give him a little bit of run support, I think we could be bringing out the brooms and at least talking about a potential sweep when we're back on the show from 4 to 5 tomorrow.
And how pathetic was it when the Brewers are up eight runs that the Cubs fans are chanting, Green Bay sucks. That is embarrassing, and that is pathetic. I get it if you're winning, but to chant that while you are losing, I don't care what has happened, that is embarrassing.
I'm interested in it. Like, it's a little different in the pro scene versus, because you'll hear occasionally in high school sports where, I don't have one off the top of my head, but a team is a football power, And they struggle in basketball, they struggle in baseball, and you get a big crowd, and they chant, let's play football. It gets under your skin a little bit because you are playing a lot of these athletes on those teams. At the pro level, these guys don't care.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing still for Cubs fans to have been chanting that when they are down 8 runs. Number one, wrong sport. Number two, wrong city. It's not even like it's the Milwaukee Packers. It's the Green Bay Packers.
But let's not lie. Both of these teams are the Wisconsin pro team. For
yeah,
that respective
but
sport.
But still.
Be honest with me. This is an extension of the Confidential Cabana. Mm-hmm. If we're sitting at American Family Field and the Brewers are down 10-1 in the sixth inning against the Chicago Cubs and a Bears still suck chant breaks out, you're not starting to chant it?
No.
You're not chanting.
Wally, that is so embarrassing to chant that while you are losing. That is, you have no grounds to stand on. You're sitting there chanting, Green Bay sucks. You suck right now. You are losing 8-0. Have some dignity.
Have some pride.
Where is the pride? We used to be a prideful country.
We were proud. We were once proud. A real country. Now we're chanting Green Bay sucks when the Cubs when are losing 8-0.
You're losing 8-0. That is shameful.
Where's the line, though?
If you're winning, if you are winning, you can sit down in your seat and chant for all you want, Green Bay sucks.
Because I'll be completely honest with you, I was watching, I know a lot of people around here, not big diehard NHL fans, but the Pittsburgh Penguins are my bread and butter there. Mm-hmm. I love that team so much. They lost in 6 games to their arch rival in the Philadelphia Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolina, not Pittsburgh, that's a big distinction here. Carolina fans were chanting, let's go Pens, during the game to kind of get under the skin.
I love that.
And that was cool. As a Penguins fan, it was that Kevin Hart meme where he's getting held by the strong woman who's like protecting him. I felt like the Carolina Hurricanes were protecting me in that moment. Mm-hmm. Is it a little sad, a little pathetic? Yeah, maybe it is. But I thought it was a little different because it's a different team base. It's not us that are doing it.
It's completely different.
So it crosses the line when it's your own fan base that's actually doing it.
It crosses the line when you're losing.
Okay.
Wally.
Even if it's a one-run game, 4-3 game, third inning, game's still alive.
Yes, that's even worse.
How is it worse?
Well, no, it's not worse, but that still's embarrassing. The Cubs fans chanting, Green Bay sucks, is embarrassing. You're losing 8-0. Go home. Most of their fans probably at that point already had. You have no grounds to stand on by chanting the Packers or Green Bay sucks.
I do want to point out that we do have the former co-host in this show, Charlie Dern, in the chat right now. And he had a couple, because I think on both sides where, yeah, it's like to have some shame as a fan. But at the same point, you go back. If Green Bay holds on to the lead, if the Packers don't blow a 21-3 lead, are they chanting Green Bay sucks? This is an indictment on the Packers now.
Yeah, of course it is. The Packers really fell apart at the end of the season. Yes, Charlie, you're right. They lost 21-3. However, the Cubs were losing. You cannot chant the Green Bay sucks when you're losing.
See,
you are losing.
I feel like I'm playing devil's advocate, but I kind of at the same time, I will still chant like 1975. For the Flyers not winning a cup anytime Philadelphia's around Pittsburgh. I don't care if we're winning. I don't care if we're losing. It's just a reminder that I do hate you with every fiber of my being. And it will not stop regardless. I could be on my last breath, and my last breath will still be like, screw Philly. Probably just won't be that polite in that last breath anyways.
Fair. Yeah, but still, like, I completely... Charlie makes a great point. If Matt LaFleur could have held on to that lead 100%, it's still, people used to have shame. Charlie puts it great. Chant it when you're winning. Don't chant it when you're losing. That is embarrassing.
While I am not even sure if I agree with you on this stance yet, this is hard for me to do, but I will do it here on this show now. I have to give you some credit.
Thank you.
Because yesterday on this show, you came on and you talked about Christian Yelich over the weekend, and you noticed and you started seeing he's starting to look like Christian Yelich again.
He hit a bomb.
He hit one that I still don't think it's landed, actually. I think it's flying around. It's like one of the Hubble telescopes now just orbiting the Earth. But he also did his job later in the game where he fought off a pitch and he sends it down the line. It lands. It's kind of a Texas Leaguer double.
Yeah, it did. That was awesome.
So like, you're now seeing a guy that, is it going to be like this high-level play all season long? No, he's going to have his slumps like anybody else. But when you have a guy like Christian Yelich performing like he did yesterday, performing like he has recently, it's no question why the Milwaukee Brewers are only a half a game out right now, even after the torrid stretch that we saw Chicago on to end April and to start May.
Yeah, they look great. I mean, when you get Yelich going, it's just a different ball game when you have your lineup producing. You know, we talked about it yesterday. When those first six are hot, it's a dangerous lineup, and I think that we're starting to see that. Or Shota just really sucks. That's, I mean, we could chant that. Like, everything's off limits now, apparently.
Well, no, I didn't. Nobody said it's off limits by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't get over it. However, we do have an interesting lineup tonight.
I haven't seen it yet. What's interesting?
It got posted 4 minutes ago.
Oh, it has. All right,
no,
I'll pull that up.
No Ortiz tonight. Woo!
For the record.
Yay!
For the
Hold
record.
On. Wait.
I want to be very clear. Because I watched this and I was laughing a little bit last night because both Renjifo and you have Joey Ortiz get singles in, or at least what looked like a double at least for Renjifo, but they both created an out on the base path. So while in the box score, they both had a base hit in this game.
What happened, Wally?
You get either thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double where nobody in their right mind would be running on that pitch.
Yep.
Or Joey Ortiz, who got thrown out looking like me in the base pass trying to steal second base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However.
They're so good, right?
However, anybody that watched that game last night, you could feel the importance of what Joey Ortiz's glove was able to provide.
I've never said Joey Ortiz sucks as a shortstop. He's a phenomenal shortstop. All I'm asking is to hit more than 150. I don't even know what he's hitting. Let me check what he's hitting right now. But seriously, if he could hit 200, 250, do you know how solid of a player he would be?
You're right.
He can't hit. But how can you not hit?
You have similar problems throughout the NL Central, though. The other one that jumps out to me is in Cincinnati. Cabrian Hayes is a platinum glove type guy. Like, legitimately one of the best defensive third basemen the sport has ever seen. He's unbelievable. The problem is, it's that Jonah Hill, Moneyball. This is all the great stuff about him. The issue is that he has a T-ball level approach at the plate right now. And it's been that way for Cabrian Hayes' entire career. The question that I have had, and the Pirates obviously did when they traded him, and the Reds are now facing, is how valuable is a sure thing, a sure out defensively, when you know it's going to turn the exact same way three or four times a night as a sure out offensively?
That's a good point. I never kind of thought about it that way. And I think that, I don't know. It really boggles my mind trying to figure this out, because you make a great point. You're going to have those outs, but guess what? You're also going to have the outs then up to bat.
Yes.
But he's
been a sure out both ways.
Yes. I think I would rather have an average shortstop, but a great hitter, than a great shortstop and an average hitter.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, it's like, regardless, marrying a man or a woman, you have the two sides. It's like, wow, I think this person is insanely attractive, but they add nothing to the relationship, or vice versa. You're like, wow, this person is amazing. I'm getting so much stuff done. We get along great. I just also think you look like my brother. Like, it's that wiggle room of figuring out, hey, can I just mitigate the bad problems enough where this can be a good marriage? Because right now, I don't know if we're long for the 50-year wedding bells where they do that goofy game. Who's still together after 50 years? I don't know if that's there.
Are you picking your brother or the insanely attractive woman?
How little does the insanely attractive person do?
It's your analogy.
Well, because if she's like worthless out there, and I'm like, all right, I'm doing all the work. I'm going to have to be picking up the kids every day. I'm going to be cooking meals. I'm doing all the laundry. I'm shoveling the driveway.
It was your analogy.
Well, I know, but now I'm in my own head about it.
Oh, my Lord.
Because, like, here's the thing. Yeah, it starts looking like Dylan Lukashinsky on the other side. We might have problems. But at the same point, Dylan's going to get stuff done. Dylan's going to get stuff done. It's something to chew on. You know what? Give me 24 hours. I'll try to imagine my... Nope, you know what? I'll stop there.
Yeah, let's... I think it's time for a break.
It might be. Actually, you know what? Before we go to break, because I do want to bring up one thing about this game as well. Shane Drouin last night.
Insane.
When you have a guy that can go out there and be an innings eater... Mm-hmm. Where in this game, I was so disappointed for Sproat. I wanted him to be able to get through five and get the win. But when you're able to have a guy come out in long relief, where you need to keep that bullpen rested, you need to keep him healthy, especially in these big series that you have right here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's going to be available tonight because he went four and two-thirds innings.
Yeah.
And he just made them put the ball in play. I'm up. My ERA doesn't matter. And guess what? It doesn't matter even if it did, because Shane Drouin at this point, he had a bad first outing of the year against the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Since then, the guy has been nothing but nails. He's given up 3 runs in his last, quick math, 7 games, and he's gone 3+ innings in quite a few of those as well, 4 of them.
Yeah.
That's invaluable this time of year. I absolutely 100%. Loved what we saw out of him last night.
So do I. I'm excited for what's coming with him.
Right. Well, it's not all sunshine and rainbows out there, as we do have the NBA postseason going on. We have NHL postseason as well. I wish I could talk about that more here. But the NBA postseason, you were watching what feels like the NBA championship right now in the Western Conference Finals between that of Wembanyama's Spurs and SGA's Thunder. And I want to, when we come back from break, dive into that. If this, when you watch teams at this level, you have a hand up. Sorry, I wasn't looking at you.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say one last thing about the Brewers.
I will allow it.
They did tweet out last night, this win is dedicated to the beautiful city of Green Bay. So, Cubs suck.
But
continue.
But you're allowed to chant that because they won last night.
Yeah. Okay. And it wasn't a close one, Wally. I don't know if you saw it. It was 9-3.
I did. I was watching.
Maybe if it was like 4-3, I would, you know, debate not saying it. But you lost 9-3.
Wait, if you're at a ball game,
have some shame. What?
You're at a ball game. Mm-hmm. You're miserable. Your home team's losing by 8. You're playing one of your arch rivals. Mm-hmm. You try to get under their skin. What else is there to do? You're not going to sit there.
It didn't work,
like,
by the way, because they still won.
This isn't going to be the Memorial Day bonanza that we're going to have, a 95.3 WBEV. You're not going to be sitting there, oh, this is sad. Take a moment to remember past Cubs teams. It's not like that. You're going to lash out. It's a game in May.
And they still lost.
They did. They did. But the games in October are the ones that matter.
And who won those?
The Milwaukee Brewers did. Oh. You were. We're coming from the same camp. I'm just bringing up different things.
Make sure that I get to make sure that any Cubs fans that are listening know that it was pathetic that they chanted.
Fly the L.
Fly the L.
Well, hopefully they fly 2 more times.
They better.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about what the Bucks see right now in this playoffs. Do you proceed? How do you try to run it back if it feels like you're so far away from these other teams in the NBA playoffs? That's next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on May 19th.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone!
Catch the Brewers on local TV as they battle the Chicago Cubs.
Got him swinging. Threw him a curveball. It's 11 Ks for Mizorowski.
This edition of Brew Crew Tuesdays is presented by Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Tune in May 19th at 6:40 on Fox 6 in Milwaukee, or check your local listings to watch the game.
And the 2-2 line to center, coming in is Perkins, and he'll make a shoestring catch coming in on his feet for the third out. And a pop-up on the infield. This one in foul territory. Contreras sheds the mask, goes into a slide, and he makes a catch, sliding up against the net in the process. Ah, what a play by William Contreras to end the inning. That is an outstanding effort from the Brewers' backstop.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going strong, and you can save big with our doorbusters. Now, doorbusters are super special. You got to come into the store to get these amazing savings. They're while supplies last, so shop local and hurry in. Save big with this amazing reclining sofa as little as $682 and get the matching rocker recliner completely free of charge. Or this amazing huge sectional with free ottoman. Now the sectional is only $992 and you get the matching ottoman completely free of charge. Now our doorbusters are while supplies last, so you'll definitely want to hurry in and save big. Check out our recliner chairs for as little as $199 or Lazy Boy rocker recliner chairs for as little as $299 and take advantage of our interest-free financing. Stop in, shop local, and save big during our Memorial Day sale going strong with all of our doorbusters. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
If your florist could talk, they'd ask for Cortec. During the May Gold Take Sale at Professional Floor Covering, we're featuring Cortec, the floor that's built different. Hey, it's Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and here's what sets Cortec apart. It's 100% waterproof, so spills, pet accidents, and everyday messes are no big deal. It's scratch resistant and durable enough for high traffic homes, and every plank has a built-in cork underlayment, which means it's quieter, warmer, and more comfortable underfoot. Plus, Cortec installs right over most existing floors, no demo, no hassle, and gives you the look of real hardwood or tile without the maintenance. So if you're ready for floors that actually keep up with your life, now's the time. Shop the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com. Professional Floor Covering, where great styles start from the ground up.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel.
You will be able to go watch your Milwaukee Brewers with our second Milwaukee baseball bus trip that's coming up on Thursday, June 18th. The Cleveland Guardians are going to be in town for a 1:10 first pitch. It's going to only cost $70 per ticket, but that includes your bus fare over. You don't have to worry about parking. We pick you up and drop you off right from Slumberland Furniture right here in Beaver Dam. Those interested, come swing by the station. Reserve your seats during business hours. We'll take cash or checks only. Checks will be made out to Good Karma Brands. But it's that simple, and we only have a couple handful of tickets left. Make sure you're out there. Time is running on that. Have you been on one of our Brewer bus trips so far, Ashley?
I have not, Walter.
Are you on the docket for this summer at all?
No, I got booted.
You got booted?
To make sure that you got to go.
Oh, well, okay. And then it made sense now.
I'm kidding. I don't think it was you.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to get you out there at some point.
Even if we get you as
a patron.
Ooh, a patron. I could do that.
Yeah, all of a sudden then you can bring your own cooler, throw whatever goodies you want in there, have yourself a time. We'll
Sherry
get you back safely.
Let me come back, yeah.
But that was the problem is that my first weekend that I worked in Beaver Dam, I joined the team.
Uh-huh.
My parents were in town to obviously help me move, do all the nice stuff that parents so
the
often
best,
do for
right?
us
yep.
undeserving children.
Real.
However, we got to go on the bus, and I knew not only did I have a ride from the bus, but I had a ride home, and I had a lot of fun. I will leave it there.
Yeah. How could you not?
Some pops, got to watch the Brewers beat up at that point on the Reds, but you get
Heck
to watch
yeah.
them beat another Ohio team here in just about a month, so make sure you come in for that.
Good one. I was like, what? And then I realized what Ohio team.
Yeah, it is. You got to get the Cleveland Guardians, the Gardos, Gardo all the time.
Yeah.
One thing before we switch over and talk a little bit about the Bucks and what's going on right now in the NBA playoffs, awesome. I wanted to bring up one other thing I saw when I was diving into that Brewers game earlier with the Cubs. As right now, it's going to lock up on me. This team, here it is. Perfect. Listen to some of these team stats right now.
Listening.
Where the Brewers, again, they were shorthanded. And still are in many respects. This is a team right now that has got on without Freddie Peralta, of course, but then guys that are actually still on the team. You don't have Quinn Priester back. Brandon Woodruff's
gone. Oh, don't I know.
And the team ERA is third. That includes starters and rotation or bullpen. Mm-hmm. You are first for strikeouts a game. You were 6th in strikeout to walk ratio. You were 6th in team runs a game and 9th in team batting average. This is a complete baseball team.
Yeah.
And they're not healthy. Well, now they're getting closer to that. But they're not even healthy, and they're half a game out of first in what might be the best division overall we've seen in Major League Baseball in a decade plus.
Yep.
Beautiful day.
They are phenomenal. And just saying, again, they don't suck. And neither does Green Bay. So. Whatever.
That's got under your skin.
It's really got under my skin, and I will not get over it.
I'm going to monitor that tonight, because if the Cubs are winning and they chant it, I want to know if that's still approved or not.
And that'll, age poorly on me. That's like the, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Move on.
We will.
It was something about, Dwight in The Office is like, will I get over it? No. But life goes on.
Life will go on.
Yeah.
It's just nice to win one sometimes.
It is. It's just nice when the nice guy wins one. What's that from?
That's Kevin from The Office as well.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice when the nice guys win one. Oh, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, Giannis.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks are sitting at couch at home on the couch.
Sitting on couch.
As every fan base and every team is, except for 4 that are remaining right now. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference. Nice job, Wally. Doing great.
You are.
The Eastern Conference Finals, at this point, it almost feels like a glorified second-place battle.
Yeah.
Because the Spurs, led by Victor Wembanyama, and the Oklahoma City Thunder and SGA are in a tilt right now that could be one of the best Western Conference Finals that we've ever seen, at least from a talent perspective. And Ashley had me wondering, where do the Bucks watch this? What goes through their mind knowing that you have a guy in Giannis who's still in his prime, but he only has a certain amount of shelf life left in that said prime? And these teams are getting better and better. The Thunder are going to be a wagon for years to come. The Spurs are going to be a wagon for years to come. How do you compete with this? How do you retool with Giannis and actually get this team to be a contender? Because everything I've seen so far, it's making it easier and easier for me to say, get as much as you can.
Yeah. Wally, I'm with you. Why? I think that we need to trade him. You look at Wemby also. Oh, my God, insane. How tall is he?
Oh, he's literally like a Slender Man. He's 7'5", 7'6", I want to say.
You're kidding.
No, and he's also, what I always forget.
7'4"?
7'4". 7'4". And the part that I think gets lost in all this is, yeah, he's 7'4", standing tall. He's got the longest arms in the world. So this guy plays like he's even bigger than he is.
He's only 22.
The shot he made last night to force the game into an extra period was the Steph Curry shot, almost verbatim, that happened about 10 years ago, where he pulls up right on the other side of half court. When he's doing that, when he's comfortable shooting from that far, he's going to be the best player on earth if he's not already in that right now. You are going to have to figure out a way to have a roster that's going to be able to go against teams like this. And frankly, even if you add a couple pieces, they added Miles Turner last year, it's not near good enough to be a competent and competitive team when you get to this level.
I want to stand next to Victor Wembanyama.
He'd step on you. He wouldn't even see you.
I know, Wally. That's why I want to stand next to him. 7'4 is insane. Where did he go to? Sorry, I'm just figuring out.
No, he's from overseas, so he didn't go to school here stateside. But, okay, are you 5 foot and change, or what are you?
5'1".
5'1". So he is, 27 inches taller than you? That's almost to your midriff.
I want to get, a ruler out right now.
And just see what he would be if you...
Yes.
I might take... We can put that on, at some point, in our socials. I'll actually get on a stepladder and hold it above your head and say, this is how tall Wemby is compared to Dobrzynski.
Yeah, that actually be awesome. Yeah, Wemby versus Dobes, who wins?
Yeah, I don't know.
How
I
do
think
you
they
even guard
you got
someone
some quick
like
hands.
That. But anyways, back to the point of it all. The Bucks are not going to have they're not going to get any better.
They don't have the ammunition.
No, they don't. And I think that if you want ammunition, you have to trade Giannis, get rid of him, rebuild. Rebuilding sucks. However, it's like inevitable at this point. What are you going to get for Giannis? Or what are you going to be able to do to aid Giannis? There's not much out there for them to do. Get rid of him, rebuild. In a couple years, we'll be back.
I haven't got to whip this term out on here for about a year, and I'm so happy I do again. Embrace the suck.
Yeah, okay.
Embrace the suck. You have to be a bad team and a really bad team. If you are a small market team like the Milwaukee Bucks, to be able to eventually get enough star-studded power, where if you look back even to when the Bucks were an NBA contender for about 5 years there, from the late 2000s or what, 2010s to the early 2020s, you had players throughout the lineup. It wasn't just Giannis. You can't win with just one or two guys anymore.
There's no I in team, Walter.
There isn't. Well, and everybody likes to poke fun at a lot of these, like guys like LeBron for the longest time, like he's ring chasing. I'm sorry to tell you, there's so much skill in the NBA. There's always going to be a team with two or three superstars now, and you simply need it. You can't just win with the best player in the world, which if the Spurs fall, that's the reason, because they were just not as good of a team beyond what. Well, he's got to have a nickname by now.
Wemby?
Wemby has to have a nickname.
Isn't it Wemby?
Well, yeah, but like a real nickname. Where, like, for the longest time, Kevin Durant was trying to fight.
Wembanyama.
What is it?
Well, no, just his last name is so hard to say.
Well, yeah, I'm not even worried about that. Like, Slender Man doesn't really play, but like the Slim Reaper was Kevin Durant, and he didn't embrace that. The Slim Reaper would have been so cool.
That's so funny.
You need to have one like that when you're a guy. So anyways, that's another discussion. I'll start brainstorming. I'm sure there's one out there.
I didn't even realize that Wemby was so young. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not an avid NBA watcher. So I genuinely believe that Wemby had been around for a while.
No, he's a baby. He's only been in the league a couple. The Alien. There you go. The Alien. Alien is a very fitting word or name for him, too.
Did you know he's been growing?
Well, I mean, he's probably at the tail end of that. You don't grow after, like, what, 19 or 20?
He was listed at 7'3" last season. This season, he's 7'5".
I want to actually know how they do those measurements, if it's the real let's take you at your word. Because like in baseball, you have to have it now with the ABS stuff. They actually measure you to get it right. They don't do that in the NBA.
He's not even the tallest player in NBA history.
Oh, that's a good... Oh, man, who would it be? I don't think it's Yao Ming. Who?
George Mearson.
That's not who I expected. I was thinking it was going to be Bol Bol.
Monte Bol.
Isn't it Bol Bol?
Oh, well, he's 7'7", and so is George Mearson.
Well, I'm going to run with mine anyways.
You're right.
Another day in paradise.
I can't believe he's still growing, though. That's insanity.
Again, I don't believe that, though, because like you have guys like Kevin Durant, who for the longest time is listed at 6'10 or 6'11 because he didn't want to be known as a 7-footer.
Come on.
Like that's
Kevin Durant's kind of a diva, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's why I kind of love him.
Yeah, he's 6'11".
Well, for the longest time, and this is going on an entire different spectrum of where we were planning to go, but for the longest time, Kevin Durant was somebody that he was just so buttoned up, he was so polite, everything in the media, and you found out he had burners. And I loved it. Because as soon as they found out that he had burners, he said, that's fine. I'll be the villain. I will start just come out and saying it with my own self. And he's done it since, and he's been very authentic. And I absolutely adore, truly one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA. So I'm all for it. A diva.
What team is he on now?
Oh, I was going to say, he just got ousted here a little while ago by LeBron. Not a big deal. Rockets kick rocks.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know what that means.
See ya. Not a big deal. The king. The greatest of all time.
Man, we're really good at talking basketball.
We are going to come back and talk a different sport. We're going to talk Beaver Dam and all their spring athletics. We're in the last week now before playoffs get going here for not only girls soccer, but for softball and for baseball. We'll dive into all three of those teams, see what they've done over the last few days and the last weekend, right on the other side of the break with more here on the Dam Sports Show.
This is TJ Jalka, head girls basketball coach at Beaver Dam High School. You are listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Bail is set at $1 million for an Oakfield man accused of killing his wife and hiding her body. 43-year-old Aaron Nelson is due back in court a week from Thursday. A traffic stop near Waupun turned into a SWAT standoff Sunday. After several hours of negotiations, three adults surrendered. A former youth baseball officer in Columbus faces possible felony theft charges. Former treasurer Paul Corrado was arrested last Wednesday. The city of Beaver Dam will use $520,000 to help extend Wilderness Way on the city's southeast side. 60 new houses will go up in the Eagles View subdivision. Republican candidate for governor Tom Tiffany says he wants to fix Wisconsin's education system. He promises higher standards, honest report cards, and fiscal accountability. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
One call, that's all. It's not just a slogan, but a way of life at Gruberg Law Offices. If you've been injured, call our team today. We've represented tens of thousands of injured Wisconsinites for well over 30 years. Trust Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. Be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. A busy, busy stretch here for Beaver Dam Spring Athletics. We are a week away from postseason action in girls soccer, softball, what? And baseball. Isn't it crazy how fast the spring season goes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you get to that start. I feel like that first month, it's almost like, oh, it's cold, it's dark, let's just get through it. And then all of a sudden you blink and you're here at midway through May, and hopefully we still have 3 weeks of sports still to cover at least until we get to Legion Baseball. One of those teams that we have seen to this point really catch fire here in the last week and a half or so is the Beaver Dam girls soccer team. Got to give them their flowers here. They got another big 5-0 win yesterday against the Lamira Lions. That's a combined 11-0 run here against their last two opponents. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby out there.
Shea Marie Ashley had a hat trick last night. Ooh. Sammy Phillips, the freshman, had a goal. And Brenna Rhodes, doesn't matter if it's the ice, doesn't matter if it's the pitch. All she is a nylon hunter. That's all she does is score goals.
She's too phenomenal.
Easy. Shea Marie Ashley, by the way, going out there, I've only had a chance to get to girls soccer a couple times this year because I've been mostly on softball and baseball games to this point, Wade naturally calling the soccer side. You get so used to watching how fast Shea Marie Ashley was on the hardwood.
Oh, I bet.
And then all of a sudden, you get out there on the pitch. It's truly as simple of like half the time, just kick the ball out in front and let her run it down.
Yeah, that seems right.
She's a track athlete. It just happens track, to be playing soccer.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
That's insane.
So keep your eye on them. We're going to have, I believe, another game of theirs coming up next week. We'll have on Daily Dodge TV a week from today as they will be taking on, I believe, Cambridge. And I will be out there on the site for that one.
Love.
So still one more chance at least to watch them on Daily Dodge TV. Beaver Dam Baseball, on the other hand, they're in a kind of a different spot where they had been playing really, really strong baseball up until a couple weeks ago. And they're struggling to score runs a little bit right now. They were able to get a win against Wanakee, but then last week they had two games they need to split with Milton. So odds are the conference dream isn't there anymore. But it's so important this time of year, going into the playoffs, Ashley, to dust yourself off with a couple games, an Oregon team that will be coming to town today and then hitting the road Thursday. How important is it for them to get right before postseason play gets here?
You got to get right before postseason play. My dad always told me, anybody can win at any time, at any given point. Just gotta put it to it.
100%. Again, for them, hopefully, I imagine that you're going to see the ace, Ashton Seifert, at some point this week. Well, but course. Then again, next week, we will, once we have those brackets out, we will make sure we let you know here on the Damn Sports Show where they're going to be playing, if Daily Dodge is going to be there. Crossing my fingers, it's close enough we can make that happen. That's ultimately a Wade Bates decision. He's the head honcho here.
You need to call Wade Bates.
Call Wade.
Call Wade.
Always call Wade.
When in doubt, call Wade.
I wanted to spend a little extra time today on Beaver Dam softball, not only because I know you are a former softball athlete in your own right, but this is a Beaver Dam team that last night, they had Wanakee come to town.
Okay. And
we entered it with understanding that, hey, going into this week, it was going to be a big ask for them to be back in the mix in the conference play. You were going to need Watertown to lose on Monday. Check that box. They lost.
Who'd they lose to?
I believe that was Monona Grove. I think Monona Grove has been a hunter this year for all these big teams, and they've lost a couple games that they probably wouldn't be too happy with themselves, which is ironic because here in about 19 minutes, the Golden Beavers are going to be taking on Monona Grove, and they have to win to keep their conference championship hopes alive. But Monona Grove, let me double check to make sure I'm not falling apart for you. Yeah, beating Watertown. The other part of the equation was the Wanakee Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to come to town yesterday, and Beaver Dam had to win. Beaver Dam jumped out early. They had a 4-0 lead.
Okay.
And then that seventh inning was one of those innings from hell.
We've
all been a part of them defensively, where it just, things aren't clicking. A couple errors, couple base hits that found their way.
And then when that error happens, you get into them, like, mentally,
Well, and then all of a sudden, it's just everything, everybody tenses up a little bit.
Everything that can go wrong, goes wrong.
Exactly. And when it's 4-4, and you have runners on the corners with two outs, all it would have taken is one more mistake. Mm-hmm. It would have been a base hit. It could have been anything that could have scratched a run across, and you're looking to stay alive. But credit to that team, credit to the defense, credit to the pitching by Emma Julka. They found their way out of the seventh inning, and then they go into the ninth inning, get a walk-off base hit from Layla Linsenmeyer. And again, she's been hitting the cover off the ball herself. But I wanted to highlight a player today because Maddie Bryant, May Maddie at this point.
What'd you say?
Maddie Bryant, May Maddie.
May Maddie?
May Maddie.
Oh, I see. Okay, I understand now.
And this is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Going into May, Maddie Bryant had a batting average of 167 through her first 14 games of the season.
167, okay.
Yeah, wasn't great. But like when you watched her play, you watched her put the ball in play, it was that awful stretch that we all go through as hitters where you're hitting it right at people. It seems like every time you come up, something is working against you. You turn the calendar around to May 1st.
Yep.
What has Maddie Bryant done since then? She has gone 21 of 36.
Wow.
She's on a 10-game hitting streak since the start of May, and that's good for a .583. And all on this on top of the fact that she's perhaps the best center fielder that is going to play on a baseball diamond when Beaver Dam is involved this year. That is how good she is defensively. To have a bat like her coming back, Ashley,
it's
look
big.
The
it's
hell
like Christian
out.
Christian Yelich. What year is Maddie?
Maddie's going to be a senior, or she's a senior as well. So you're going to be losing a little bit of that skill.
Is she
that,
playing at college?
I'm not actually sure about that right now. We'll have to, hopefully, in a month's time. I want this to be like as long away as possible. Yeah. But at the end of the softball season, I'm sure she will be one of the softball players we try to have in here for an in-studio interview.
Ooh, awesome.
So we'll pester her then.
Yeah. We can get all the deets.
We can get all the deets. And it was Monona Grove, so we were right there. But now this is the only other equation. Not only do you have to beat the Silver Eagles tonight now for the Golden Beavers, this is where you got to start doing your Do you remember when you'd have a snow day, or you thought you were, you'd do like the weird stuff where you're like flushing ice cubes down the toilet?
Putting a crayon underneath the pillow, or white crayon in the freezer, putting a spoon under your pillow, all that stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Figure out what your mojo is, what your superstition is, because we need to work and find a way for the Baraboo Thunderbirds to beat the Wanakee Warriors.
We need like a voodoo doll.
I'm ready to get one.
Okay.
If we can get a voodoo doll.
When do they play?
Who'd you say?
When do they play?
That one there.
If you say tonight, Wally, where are we getting a voodoo doll at such short notice?
We have to work fast,
unless
Ashley.
You have
this
a voodoo doll guy.
Well,
I don't.
We can make our own. I'm pretty sure they have made up own individual pieces. Am I not mistaken?
I think so. We could do it.
I think we could.
We're pretty arts and crafty.
Well, right? Here, I'm going to pull it up right now to make sure, because I think that it is actually going to be either today or Thursday.
Uh-oh.
It is May 19th at 5 p.m. We have 15 minutes.
Shoot.
All right, guys. Okay. People at home, make
your
voodoo doll.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, make a quick break. We're going to run down 5 below. We're going to get some stuff. We'll make a voodoo doll. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We'll see you soon.
We'll let you know if they're able to find a way, if we're able to get the voodoo doll going and we get some more hardware in the cabinet. Either way, Beaver Dam softball playing incredible down the stretch. And I'm more than excited, more than eager to see them next week. I know Mike Tronson will be on the call for their first playoff game on Tuesday. Hopefully that means I get to call a game on Thursday. We just got to keep winning. It's that time of year. Ashley, keep winning, keep playing.
Yep. See ball, hit ball, easy game.
Easy game. Not that hard. All right. We're going to take our final break of the day. When we come back, it is time for Tuesday Blind Rankings. And this time it's Ashley who's going to be giving me what we're talking about. I won't find out until you find out. That's about 4 minutes away with more of the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 43 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 61 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 39 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Saving money on your next project right now at Menards. Increase your home's value with a new ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Friday, May 22nd, 11 to 1 at Jim's Farm Stand, North 5410 County Road DJ in Juneau.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Join us on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV this Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th, as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us here at home, letting us do the fun things like talking sports every single day on this wonderful platform here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Big shout out to who makes that possible, and it's our sponsors this year for our Memorial Day coverage. That's Hometown Glass and Improvement and Gina Omig of State Farm Insurance. Program starts at 5 a.m. with Jerry Stewart's program, A Lifetime of Service. Then from 6 till 9, ABC's Press Play. And if you weren't waking up early, 9 to 10, you're going to have a reprogram of Jerry Stewart's A Lifetime of Service. And then before we round everything out here on this side, on 10:15, you can tune in to Daily Dodge TV's coverage of the annual Beaver Dam Memorial Day Ceremony at Oakwood Cemetery. Very, very excited for that. Celebrate those who deserve to be celebrated on this Memorial Day. Ashley, it's time for some blind rankings this Tuesday, and you're the one in charge of the topic.
I am.
What are we ranking today?
We are ranking from 1 to 8.
1 to 8.
1 to 8. What ruins your mood the fastest?
What ruins our mood the fastest? All right, so I'm going to be obviously answering today. I don't know these answers,
nope.
So I'm going to be putting these in a blind order, trying to get it right. Ashley will chime in with her thoughts as well throughout, but let's get it started. What's the first one you're going to throw at me?
Low battery and no charger.
Where am I?
Not at home.
And
you're not at a bar either.
I kind of don't like my phone. The only time I'd really need it is if I have to get home somehow.
Okay.
So I'm going to have that actually relatively low on this list. I'm going to put that at 7 out of 8.
Wow. Okay.
Because, again, I'm somebody that when I'm out on the town, the only time I'm looking at my phone is if there's sports I want to follow.
Fair.
Or, hey, I know I have a text or something coming in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm locked into that conversation. Call me a Renaissance man. Let's go back to the time. Let's go back to past.
Next one. Walking into a spider web.
Spiders outside of snakes are probably the thing I'm next most... probably flights or heights in general. I would say that's pretty high, though, because...
Okay.
I really hate spiders. They have too many legs. Anything with too few or too many legs.
Centipede scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, like everything that I engage with has 2 to 4 legs. Anything beyond that, I'm out. I'm out on.
Yep. So where would you put it?
I've got a feeling you've got some doozies in here. I'm going to put that at 3.
Okay.
And then just immediately get a shower. Just get all that nonsense. Get the flamethrower in the house.
Yeah, like tent it.
Okay. Do you make people, by the way? You are obviously in a relationship right now. Do you make your boyfriend get spiders when you see them?
I will not. You should actually ask him about it. He is one of those people, which I don't think either one of us is, that will take the insect outside.
It depends on what type of insect. If it's a ladybug, outside, spider,
yes.
You're dead to me.
He says the other day, there was a spider. There's a spider in his apartment. And I was like, you got to kill it. I'm not killing it. And he killed it. And I said, would you have put that outside? And he said, if it was close enough to the door, I would have.
It depends on the insect.
No.
It depends on the insect.
It was by his bar stool. You know when you walk into his apartment?
Yeah, that's too far of a walk.
Come on. Exactly.
No, there's not a shot.
Thank you.
Well, I'm the one, too, that if I'm asked, I ask what kind of bug it is. Because if it's a spider, I'm like, hey, you know what? This is supposed to be, we're supposed to be a partnership. Yeah. You can't come to me with your hardest battles all the time. Good luck out there.
That's so funny.
There's a bathroom or a spider in the bathroom. Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks for you.
God.
Good knowing you. Okay, next one. Realizing you replied all.
Oh, that's got to be 2.
Really?
I think especially in a company like ours, if I'm replying to something that's 500 people and there's people in West Palm, there's people in LA, and they're like,
yeah,
who the hell is Wally in Beaver Dam? No, that's hell.
Yeah. Or my biggest fear is accidentally starting a meeting first, a company-wide meeting.
Shout out, Dean.
Shout out, Dean. He always takes the cake for us.
He takes that. Yeah. Sometimes you have to have that person willing to jump in front of the car.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. You're at a store, and you're behind somebody who's paying by check. So you're going to be there a lot longer.
I'm going to put this one at 6.
Okay.
Because I'm going to imagine that this is somebody that was born in a different time, a different era.
Yeah, this one wouldn't really bother me.
I don't think it would bother me much. There's certain situations where it's a Saturday and I'm in a busy grocery store and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. It definitely depends on the time. Okay, next one. And I know this has happened to you before. your food, or in your case, Amazon package, delivered to the wrong house.
It's a recurring issue for me. But I don't know why they hate me.
But I think we should do the food, because I feel like a package is annoying. But if I ordered food and it is not at my house, I instant mood ruiner.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
It's more annoying than the check. It's more annoying than, what did I say at 7 at the beginning?
Low battery.
Yeah, because I'm good without that. That's no problem. I do get annoyed the fact that I'm going to have to wait longer, and I'm a fat guy. Fat guys don't like to wait for food. So I'm going to put it at 5.
You're done. All right, next one, a wet sock.
So I have 1, 4, and 8 available.
Yep.
I'm going to get over a wet sock.
So 8?
I'm going to put that at 8. I'm going to get over a wet sock. Assuming that that is water that is on that sock.
Yes.
As long as it's water, then no problem. I won't like it. I'll be miserable, but I'm going to survive.
That doesn't bother me. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
One? We have 2 more. Someone says, we need to talk.
Oh, no. on video, I think people are going to be able to see, like, my body, like, cringed. I think it's got to be 1.
Okay.
I think that's got to be 1. Because even if I got an email on one of these shows from Sherry Sackett once, and it was just like, hey, when you have a chance, come swing by. And I'm like, well, that's it. I better enjoy the last 15 minutes of this show. This is the last time I'm on the air.
You started writing out emails to everybody. Thank you so much.
Hey,
you
it's been a pleasure.
Such a great impact on me.
Make sure you reach out when I'm gone.
My personal email.
My personal email is this. So please make sure you say hello. Most of the time that works. Although the one that's bad, don't get dark. Whenever there's like, you know, that horrible moment where there's like a death in the family, mm-hmm. or something like that, the conversation's always, hey, will you guys come down on the couch? We got to talk to you for a minute.
Yep.
And that's like the adjacent to that. So it's just like a, oh God, we're going to the couch. This is the worst day ever. So.
Or it's like my dad did today. Hey, call me when you get a chance. My first response is, everything okay?
What is wrong with parents? Why are they doing that to me?
Yeah, just be like, hey, everything's okay. Can you just call me when you have a chance? And I'll be like, oh, okay.
That's all it takes. Although I will say, if you say everything is okay, just call me when you get a chance, I'm going to be just as nervous.
Yeah, fair. I will call you. You need to call. Like, and my dad said, either after work or at your lunch hour, why couldn't have you called me at noon or 5?
Although then I'm almost just as afraid if they're calling me.
True. Okay, last one, because we're almost out of time. The Wi-Fi goes out during a game.
Oh, no. I know. I guess it's stuck in 4.
Yep.
I will. Most of the time, I have to play my games on computer now.
Why?
Because I'm a caveman and I don't pay for anything. So I have standard, the channels that you get from the TV. If it's not on one of those, I have to stream it. And if the Wi-Fi goes out, I'm quite literally blind. It is 1965 again. And I'm waiting for the newspaper to come out the next day.
Okay. So your first one, it was actually, I'm just going to tell you what mine is. So number 8, you had a wet sock. I would agree with that.
Good.
That really wouldn't bother me. 7, you had low battery. I would put probably check. Doesn't really bother me either.
Okay.
6, low battery, no charger. If I'm out and about, who cares? 5, probably walking into a spider web. 4, realizing you replied all. 3, food delivery. 2, talk. 1, Wi-Fi.
Wow, that was actually not that far off.
No, I think we nailed it.
I think we did nail it. I'm excited to get you in the pressure cooker next week. We'll switch back and it'll be your turn. But that's going to do it for us here today on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition. Get to talk to our best friend, Jason Wilde. Make sure you're around for that. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Homer Hour coming up next.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious.